The Sports Gamble Podcast.
Get ready, Holmes.
All right, welcome to the Sports Gamble Podcast, number 13, NFL Week 9 edition. We have a special guest today, Ariana Estrada, avid fantasy football player, DFS, and season long. Ariana, how you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you for having me. Awesome. Excited to be on.
Thanks for being on.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, being the first guest, we're going to start trying to have guests weekly. Next week, we have Brock. He is the manager of one of mine and Manuel's season-long leagues, our big money league that we are doing terrible on. We're also here today with Manuel, the money maker, Hernandez. How you doing, Manuel?
I'm doing good.
Are you making money?
I am.
Dude, I hope you're making money with other bets besides football. I'm not trying to bag on you or nothing, man, but it was another bad week.
Yeah, it was another bad week. 0-4. Definitely. Right when you think you're going to get out of the hole, you know what I mean? It's just like, damn.
So what do you do, man? What's your strategy? You're not just like, fuck this, I'm never betting football again. Because that's what, I don't know if people understand.
Yeah.
Betting football is harder than betting like NBA. And like, I guess soccer, you bet soccer a lot, but I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
It's just like anything else. Everything. I mean, it's just, you're just pretty much handicapping humans. I mean, just today it was like Manchester City. Just, I'm not trying to get off subject or anything, but like Manchester City versus Barcelona. And like, my wife's cousin is texting me. And he's like, I'm going to bet Messi. He's plus 160. You know? And I was like, I like City. And lo and behold, like, it's I call him Messi, but it's Barcelona, like, 1-0, like, 7 minutes in. He's texting me off the chain, and I just don't respond. And then I just send him a text message at the end of the game, and I go, City 3, Messi 1. It's just like, you can't overreact to the situation, you know? It's a roller coaster, and you just got to ride it.
Yeah, so the moral of the story here is not to overreact, you know? Don't let your emotions get the best of you.
Exactly.
All right, cool. All right, well, what we're going to do today, one of the reasons why we brought Ariana on, is to help us build a lineup for DK. We do a weekly contest, and I renamed it the Sports Gamble Podcast Weekly Contest, so we're going to post that on Facebook, and people can hopefully join if they want to. I'm going to leave it at 15 players for now. Maybe we can increase it later. You've won that tournament a few times, right, Ariana?
I've won first place. I think it was week 7, and I think I won third place earlier on in the season. So yeah, I've had some luck. I've got some money myself in my pocket, so it's been nice.
Nice. Well, I mean, I would say it's a little bit more than just luck. I mean, I'm sure there's some skill involved, right? That's part of the reason why we do it. You've also been runner up in my fantasy football league, the Baco Beer League, for 2 years in a row. So. No, it's not just luck.
Yeah, I still can't clinch that first place, though. I still can't clinch that first. So, you know, first, second is the first loser. So I'm still trying to work on that. But I do feel, you know, I've only been playing fantasy since 2014, a couple of years. I don't really have any real strategy. Just try to read and research and
that's,
you know,
a
take the advice
right
from
there.
The expert. So,
you know,
I mean, I guess
research.
Everybody does that, though, right? I would hope that people are at least reading the player notes and making decisions that way. But this year's been a little bit harder for me. I've been a little bit busy this football season, so I haven't been able to read as many articles or blogs or even tune into your show. So I've been a little busy this season, so I think that's kind of affected my picks this season. I've been struggling in your league here at number 5, but hopefully you'll make it into the playoffs.
And, you will. There's 8 teams that make it in that league. Manuel's in first place,
so.
By the way. Speaking of first place, I think Manuel.
I know.
Yeah, he owns
Creeper.
Like
I don't like being in first place, dude. I like try to lose this week, and I kid you not. Like, who else starts? Like Jordan Howard against the Minnesota Vikings defense, and he like blew up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I started. I think, is that one of the leagues I might have? I try to like get sneaky and start Fitzpatrick in a different league. I don't know if I did it in this one, just because I like Winston too much.
So why would you want to not win? Give me your reasoning. behind that.
I just don't want to be – I don't think my team is power rated as the number one team, so I don't want to go up big. I don't want to be slotted number one.
You know what's interesting, though, what you need to look at, too, is, like, how has points for and points against, you know, on Yahoo?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I think you have the least points against you.
Yeah, so I've gotten very lucky. Like, I've gotten very, you know, fortuitous. So I don't – I just want to fall back to where I'm supposed to be. And then, like, man, I thank God the Chiefs finally cut bait with Jamal Charles, because then now I can cut bait with that fool, you know?
Yeah, Jamal Charles out. That's big news. That's not really, because he wasn't even playing, but yeah, that sucks.
Exactly.
You know,
they're trying to sneak him back in there little by little, but he's still not healthy.
Well, I know we haven't got to that game, but fuck, they need a running back. Like, I wonder if they're gonna get back now. Davis, pick him back up. But yeah, no, he made it maybe him, yeah. Like 10 days with. Yeah, he got cut with the Packers, and you know, Spencer Ware, everybody's, you know, underdog this year. He's not going to play, apparently, against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's a pretty juicy matchup. And there's just backups all around there, because I don't think Alex Smith's going to make it on the field this week.
Yeah, he has an ear concussion or something. I don't know. When I was watching the game, he said Alex Smith leaves the game with an ear injury or something. So I don't know. Whatever.
I found it very peculiar, because I was like, what the fuck? He got back on the field to throw a touchdown pass to Macklin? I was like, pissed.
Yeah. And Kelsey went off too, but yeah, we can talk about all that when we come to the game breakdowns. But why don't we do this, since we're already talking about some DFS stuff, why don't we just jump right into the lineup, and then we can talk about like some plays we like while we're doing that. You guys cool with that?
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do is join the Millie Maker contest. The Millie Maker, it's $20 on DraftKings, and top prize is, you know, $1 million, but a lot of people enter it. But our goal, I think if we can get to like 150, 160 points, that's usually where you can, like, you know, start getting in the money, and your 20 can turn into like 30 or 35, if you can do that. But we'll see. I'll post our roster on the website as well. So, all right. We're going to do it like this. We're going to go back and forth with Manuel and Ariana. I want you guys to throw some names out there. Is there anyone, Ariana, that you see, if you've been building some early lineups, maybe some value or like a play that we just have to have in a lineup this week?
A player we just have to have. I don't know. I'm looking at Prescott. He's got Cleveland next week. He's doing really well. Kind of a little shaky this last week, but I think he'll be a good little pickup, little sneak in there. I don't think anybody's really going to be eyeing him. That's kind of what I look for, is who's not going to be the obvious player. Stewart's back, looking healthy for Carolina.
Okay, so wait, Booker. do we want to throw Dak Prescott in there? You think? I'm looking at it. I mean, 6,100. And I think you're right. I don't think a lot of people are going to be on Prescott. What do you think, Manuel?
What are your thoughts, Manny?
At Cleveland?
Well,
that's a good matchup.
I mean, yeah, it is a great matchup. I mean, they even managed to make Fitzpatrick look decent. You know what I mean? So anytime your defense,
I don't think he's terrible, though. I don't think he's that terrible of a quarterback. As much as, you know, he's kind of dropped the ball and got his job taken away for a minute, but I think he's got an opportunity to come back. I don't know. I'm thinking Prescott.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and lock Prescott in. If we need to, we can change it too. All right. So we got Prescott in there. We can go running back or wide receiver. What do you think, Manuel? Who's someone you would like to see in this lineup this week?
I don't know. I hadn't really put much thought into it. I was still talking about the quarterback situation. Whenever you say, like, not too many people are going to have Dak Prescott and he's a Cowboys, I mean, there's, like, that's America's team. You know what I mean? Like, he's flavor of the month. They're talking about don't bring back Tony Romo. So I don't see how you could say not a lot of people are not.
Well, I think people are still kind of, like, iffy on that, because, you know, Jerry Jones is like, he's going to come back once he's healthy, but now he's like, no, Prescott's doing great, so we're not going to ruin the chemistry. And so it's kind of like people may feel uncertain about him, but for me, I'm feeling pretty certain about it. But, you know, convince me otherwise, Manny. Let's talk it out.
Here's what I think why maybe he might not go as highly owned is because the quarterbacks at the top not only have been producing, like last week Brady was the highest costing quarterback on DraftKings and he threw four touchdowns. And now you have Aaron Rodgers, who's the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, and then Drew Brees, who's at San Francisco, Aaron Rodgers at home against Indianapolis, Cam Newton and LA, you know, Andrew Luck, all of these people are going to be all over him, I think. Derek Carr, even though he has not the best matchup, but.
Yeah.
Yep, can't argue with that.
All right. So Prescott. All right. So would it be. What do you think about the Prescott-Ezekiel Elliott combo? Because Ezekiel Elliott has a great matchup, too.
I love it. Yeah.
Just load up on this on the Dallas side?
I mean, against the Browns, yes. Take advantage.
I like that. I like that. All right, so we got Zeke and we got Prescott. Throw me a wide receiver, Manuel. Help me out here. You think Antonio Brown is going to be able to do it with Landry
Jones? No, I want to go Dez Bryant. Not a lot of people are going to be owning the Cowboys, so I would like to get Dez Bryant. And I know he's a lot of people's doghouse because he hasn't been healthy all year, so I don't think he's going to be highly owned.
Dude, so it's the triple stack.
Yeah, oh, snap.
There you go. No, that can have positive correlation. And
yeah,
I don't think many people are definitely going to put the trio up. You know, I think that each by themselves, yeah, can see a lot of love, but all three of them. All right, so we spent a lot of money already. We're at average $4,700 per player, so we're going to need to save some money here. Any sleeper names out there at wide receiver or running back or even tight end?
I was thinking Witten's pretty – I was thinking Witten. Like, that's
oh, no,
what I have.
Can't go
but
Witten.
I know. We got too Witten. Much going on there. So let me throw out Tavon Austin. Let me throw Tavon Austin out there because
I like Tavon.
He had the most catches last week. Their quarterback's not the best, but I think they have a good chance against – who are they playing, the Panthers?
Yeah, they're at home.
I think their secondary is a little weak. You know, they lost Josh Norman, so I think they've allowed a lot of points in the passing game. So I think that could be a little sleeper right there.
Carson somehow still threw 300 yards and three touchdowns in that game last week, and a grip of them were to J.J. Nelson, and he's like kind of like, you know, that shifty fast guy, kind of like Tavon.
Yeah.
What do you think, Manuel?
I like Tavon.
Yeah, Tavon's good. All right.
I like Tavon. He's everything there. He gets end arounds. Lines up everywhere. He's like, yeah.
Doesn't he do punt returns too? I think he kind of does a little bit of everything.
He dabs in a little everything, but yeah. And I mean, not that I know you probably meant that he was that last time we saw him because he's coming off a bye, so he's even more fresh. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah exactly.
Cool. All right. Yeah, that saved us some money for sure. So, all right. Prescott, Zeke, Dez, Tavon Austin. We still can probably save some money. One place I like to save money is on defense.
Yeah.
So, the 49ers at 2,100, they're at home coming off a bye. Am I allowed to pick Niners on defense, Manuel?
Let me see here.
It's pretty bad.
Loyal to your faithful. No.
Is it the cheapest defense?
No, they're tied with the Colts for the cheapest defense. The Colts are at Green Bay.
Yeesh.
I mean, the other option is to pick the Saints defense at 2,300 and hope that, you know, Colin
Kaepernick. There's some value right there, man.
Dude.
Niners. You know, there's got one of those pitches is going to go bad and it's going to go backwards. It's just not going to be good, man.
So you don't think this is like a trap game for the Saints coming off a big win at home, have to travel across country?
The Niners suck, bro.
Right. No, that's true.
They can't get out of their own way. I mean, if it comes down to it, like where we need to come back and save like $200, then we come back and pick up the Niners.
What about the Rams defense at home against Carolina? They're 2,400. Still very cheap. Carolina can, you know, definitely turn the ball over. That's for sure. I'm just throwing out.
Yeah, I mean, and we did talk about their special teams also.
And you know what? If Kayvon Austin returns a touchdown, then you get the double points if you pair him with the defense. So you get 6 for Tavon and 6 for the defense.
I like that, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Rams defense.
Good stuff.
There you go. So, all right, now we definitely saved some money. We're at 55. We can probably spend up at another position, running back or wide receiver or tight end. And then we still have a flex. So let me just go through a few matchups. Matt Forte.
So where do you want to go next?
Devontae Booker. Melvin Gordon's at home against Tennessee. Carlos Hyde, but he's questionable, even though he is practicing. Theo Riddick. 4,900. Here's the interesting thing. So Mark Ingram fumbled last week, and then they brought in Hightower, and Hightower did pretty good. He got like 100 yards on 20 carries or something.
Mark Ingram got fucked up too. He got hurt.
So
he's hurt, dude. A lot of people are actually buying. I even claimed him on that money league. A lot of people are like, Hightower is a hot pickup, especially against that Niner defense.
Yeah, and it looks like they priced him. He went from 3,000 last week minimum to 4,000 this week on DraftKings. But, I mean, that's still pretty cheap, especially for a potential starting running back going against the Niners defense.
Exactly.
What do you guys think? Lock him in there?
How much is he? 4 Gs?
He's 4 Gs.
I don't know. I mean, if we don't know for – I don't know for certain Mark Ingram's health status, you know?
But. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean – could always switch them out, but we want to, you use this lineup. What's another? Someone give me another option at running back or wide receiver, or even tight end.
Let's see. And what's our limit at 5 right now? Want to stay under 5?
Our average is 55, but we have 22 grand remaining for 4 spots. But, you know, we can pay up somewhere and then pay down somewhere else to get the player we want.
Yeah. What about
what's the Devontae Booker situation?
No, I don't think he's hurt. No, Devontae Booker.
He was like first in goal and he fumbled into the end zone, and then his first carry of the NFL was a fumble. He's already fumbled the ball 3 times, and that's like extremely high for like a lead back, and he's a backup. So they're starting to lose faith in him already, from what I read. And even coming out of Utah, like he fumbled the ball like 8 times in 19 games, which is extremely high. So I mean, somebody like that, you always have can get the hook, you know, get yanked. But I mean, the Raiders are soft as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good matchup.
It says he should get a better opportunity against Oakland's bottom 5, so rush defense. So it could be a good pickup.
It's a Sunday night game. This millionaire maker is from – it's just Sunday only.
How much is
it? He's 64, Devontae Booker.
64? Oh, okay.
We have to pay up a little bit. The other person who's kind of an injury risk but a really good matchup is Carlos Hyde at home against the New Orleans Saints. If he goes,
what about Jay Ajayi? Jay Ajayi, he's been doing work.
He has been. He's at
the end. Only one like
not
in
the
Miami.
Best matchup, but he's home. Home against the Jets.
Yeah.
She's right, dude. I like Ajayi a lot, no matter what. He's just gonna keep getting work, dude.
Volume says it all. All right, let's get Ajayi. Let's lock him in there. He's 6,000. Now we have a wide receiver, tight end, and a flex position. And
wide receiver.
It seemed like the last 2 weeks there was a lot of like, if you pick that chalky, cheap tight end. Like last week it was Fedorowicz. The week before it was Jack Doyle. I'm not really seeing that. This week, like that cheap option.
How are the Niners against tight ends? Because I'm down for some Fleener love.
Oh, Niners suck against everybody. So they suck against all positions. But Kobe Fleener, 3,400, man, that's pretty cheap. And, the Niners linebackers cannot cover, like, at all.
That's what I was wondering, like,
how much was that. And then you're getting some of that Breeze love, which you know there's going to be some Breeze action.
Yeah, it's breezy down by the bay.
I like it. What do you think, Ariana? We'll save some money there, too. Be able to pay up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a good bet. That sounds good.
Kobe Fleener locked in. All right, so now wide receiver and the flex. 6,300 is our average, so we can still pay up pretty high. I don't know if we can go all the way up to, like, Antonio Brown, but we can still pay up pretty
Antonio
good.
Antonio Brown's 89.
What do you guys think about Kelvin Benjamin?
That's what I was thinking.
He hasn't, like, gone off in a while. He had that one big long catch last week, but he also had a tough matchup against Patrick Peterson. He's at L.A. L.A. has not been good against the pass this year. Cam Newton's really upset that people are hitting him really hard.
I know. He's been crying like a little white bitch.
What do you think, Manny?
Yeah. I usually don't hear too often about the East Coast going west. It's always about the West Coast going east. So that worries me a little bit. And the Rams coming off a bye, you know, they're going to work on some of those leaks that the defense has been going through this week. But you're right. If you just on the do aspect, I can't argue against Kelvin Benjamin.
And another couple players I like are one of these Denver wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders or Demaryius Thomas. Because they're playing at
Oakland. I like Emmanuel Sanders as well, too.
Yeah, and I know the Raiders have been better against, like, the number one wide receiver on the opposing team, but, like, the twos and threes have been doing pretty good against them.
No, yeah, I totally agree. Like, they have a tendency to, like, focus, you know, like, on the big, like, Mike Evans guy, you know, and shut him down, and Allen Robinson and shut him down, but the surrounding cast still gets around him, and what's in the Trevor Siemian has that chemistry already built in with Emmanuel Sanders. And Emmanuel Sanders, he's damn near close to getting cut on one of my teams. So I know he hasn't gone off in a while.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Kind of quiet.
What player do you want to throw in here?
I want to bring this up to the group. I want to say, what do you guys think about Indianapolis and Green Bay? Are any of those, are those, like, lottery receivers? You know what I mean? Like, this kid Davis catches, like, what, 2-3 touchdowns last week? I never even heard of him in my life, and I follow the draft. I mean, this total set at 54, I always try to say, let Vegas try to tell me where to go with my lineups. And as I know T.Y. Hilton's banged up, and that offense was just not the same after he left last week against the Chiefs, you know?
Yeah. So you're thinking one of those Green Bay receivers?
I'm thinking, well, whoever offers the most value, this total is 54, you know? So is Moncrief back? Is he going to be, like, at 100%? Like, snaps, viability, how much is he? 3,500, you know what I mean?
Nah, Moncrief is 58, man. Moncrief is up there pretty high. I mean, he's still mid-price. He's not real high, but, we could definitely afford him. Is that someone you want to target?
I think it would be a good pickup because T.Y. Hilton's not completely healthy. I think he's going to be Luck's number one target.
And that's always valuable. All right, the volume. All right, Moncrief locked in there. Boom. Okay, so now we're at our flex position, 6,800.
So 6,800? Okay. Here we go. A guy on a bounce back week. I know he's been quiet, you know, the last couple of weeks. Hasn't found the end zone. And we saw, you know, the Minnesota defense give it up to Alshon Jeffrey, a big, busty target. So I think maybe Marvin Jones has a return week to the end zone. Minnesota defense ain't scaring nobody. Not Matthew Stafford, not Marvin Jones.
I think we can afford him. Wait, yeah, we can.
Marvin Jones? I always like him.
Where? How much is he? Where are you seeing him at?
I'm looking at the schedule and the over-unders.
Oh, yeah, 5,600.
Cha-ching.
At Minnesota. So, yeah. And at, well, you know what? If we get Marvin Jones, then we have 1,200 left. That's kind of a lot to leave on the table. I know when you're doing like these big tournaments, you shouldn't be afraid to leave money on the table. But
okay, so what does our lineup read like right now?
All right, so top to bottom: Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Jay Ajayi, Dez Bryant, Tavon Austin, Dante Moncrief, Kobe Fleener, Marvin Jones, Rams defense. Pretty solid lineup.
Okay, so if we're thinking of like substituting one guy out, whose name just stands out to be like cut or upgraded?
They all look pretty good. I'm thinking maybe like Ajayi.
Okay, go ahead. Hit that tab.
Okay.
And then let's weigh out our options.
We're Ajayi. Here are the people above him who we could afford. Hyde, Gordon, Booker, Forte, Ware. That's it. I feel kind
of
like Ajayi.
Yeah, see, none of those guys entice me.
Yeah, really. I feel Ajayi is the better option.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to splurge on, did we end up buying Kelvin Benjamin?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so if you want to splurge on a tight end, maybe Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen at LA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that the Rams are a little bit better against tight ends than they are against receivers. They have better linebackers, but yeah, I mean, if we want to spend up, that's a place we can definitely spend up. I think Olsen's the highest priced tight end. What do you think, Ariana?
Olsen could be good. I played him last week in DraftKings. He only got me 2 points, so I was really disappointed with that action. Not to say that that's going to happen again, but if LA is pretty good against tight ends, it makes me a little nervous.
Here's a suggestion. What about quarterback? Because
yeah, that was going
to
be my suggestion. 1,200
would allow us to basically get all the way up to any quarterback besides Rodgers. Breeze, Cam, Luck, Rivers, Carr, and then Prescott. So we can, if any of those guys you think maybe offers more upside, I think they do offer more upside, but they're going to have higher ownership too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Manuel?
How much? I'm sorry, I was just looking at the matchups.
So
how much is
Breeze against the Niners?
Breeze, 7,200.
Yeah, Breeze against the Niners.
Yeah, if we can afford him. I mean, the only thing that comes back to Breeze is we always got to think about, like, where this game is being played. And it's outdoors where it could get windy late afternoon, and he's not particularly well on the road in his old age and just coming off of ridiculous – high of win, you know, against Seattle Seahawks.
Their offense is looking good, and last time Breeze played on the road, he still put up good numbers. I believe it was 2 weeks ago they played in San Diego. Is that right?
2 weeks ago against Carolina. They played at Kansas City, put up like 28 points.
Kansas City is where it was, Yeah, dude, he put up, and dude, the Niners suck. And the Niners might put up some points. So I like the Breeze call. What do you guys think? Upgrade from Dak to Breeze?
Do it.
Sure.
All right. So here's our lineup. Breeze, Ezekiel Elliott, Jay Ajayi, Dez Bryant, Tavon Austin, Dante Moncrief, Kobe Fleener, Marvin Jones, and the Rams. $100 left over. It's pretty damn good.
Sweet.
Yeah, I like it. All right, I'm clicking submit.
Seal it up.
$20. Yeah. If we win $1 million, I promise that we will share this bounty. Even if we win $10, we'll still share it. Maybe we'll have
your
a
word is your bond.
It
your
is.
Word is your bond.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on the show. I hope you listen now, Ariana.
I will. My time is being freed up, so I plan to tune in.
And if you haven't already, check out the Facebook page. I'm going to post a screenshot of this, throw it up on there so people can see and check it out. And we will let the listeners know next week how it did. Cool.
Good thing. Well,
if
awesome.
We win $1 million, I sure as hell am not doing a fucking podcast.
What? You mean you don't just do it for the love?
We need a show. You need a show. Yeah. You guys need a show. Professional on air show. Take the Dan Patrick show over. What?
There you go. All right. Me and Manny are going to break down the week 9 games.
And you're more than welcome to stay, Ariana, actually, if you want to. That sounds fun.
It's time for my dinner time, so I had a blast. Thanks, guys, for inviting me on. Super honored to be your first guest, and I'd love to come back if you ever want.
Yeah, dope. Well, it sounds like you're going to have to come back after we're $1 million or we're $333,000 richer or something of that sort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, I'm not making fun. I'm totally being optimistic.
Well, that sounds awesome. I think it's a good lineup. I think we got good chances here for that $1 million.
Heck yeah. All right, let's do it.
Got a dollar bill, yeah.
All right, later, Ariana.
All right, good night.
Peace.
All right, man, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. You ready to just jump right in these games?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we finally got a decent Thursday game. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Over under 51. Atlanta 3.5-point favorites on the road. What do you think about this game, man?
Oh, man. Right off the bat, I wanted to bet some Atlanta, and I think it's awfully cheap here, -3. You know, but just diving into it a little bit more, the only thing that scares me is that, hey, baby, is that, do you know what the home record is this year for the Thursday night game, Isaac?
Nah, do you?
It's 6-2, bro.
Damn.
So, and the only two teams that have faltered were Buffalo week 2, when, you know, they had that shitty offensive coordinator from the Niners. And then also, just like 3 weeks ago, the Niners also offered up Blaine Gabbert as a sacrificial lamb on Thursday night. So, I think if you stay
home. Anyway, so post-traumatic stress disorder from watching Niners on
TV. Yeah, I just thought it was a little nice segue that the Niner link, and they have they're to claim for the 2 losses on Thursday night football this year. But anyhow, yeah, so right off the bat, I mean, that kind of scared me away. I mean, there's other stuff I can look at on Thursday nights, particularly, you know, some college football, NBA is back on the board. This total, I'm thinking, is a little bit high because Winston, as much as I like him, he's awfully erratic, man. My guy can just be not accurate, you know what I mean? And yeah. This is 51 points on 3 days rest. That is awfully high. I mean, and I think we saw last week, like, the engine that made Atlanta go, I know they won, they didn't cover, is I think they surely as hell missing Tevin Coleman. That guy just catching the passes out of the backfield is just like a bottle rocket out of there.
Yeah, and I think he's out. He's going to be out again. He's not projected to play.
Yeah, there's no reason to play him, man.
Yeah, I mean, fantasy-wise, you're going to start the guys you're going to start. The only thing I would say is Jacquizz Rodgers is looking iffy to play, so Anton Smith could get a lot of carries, or Peyton Barber. And then on the other side, Jacob Tammy looks like he might be out, so Austin Hooper is the tight end. You might want to consider if you're playing like one of those Thursday DFS games, but otherwise, season long, you're probably not.
I'm going to say one name, Toy Lolo.
Toy Lolo. Yeah, Toy Lolo's there too. All right.
True.
Sunday. 2 p.m. Eastern, Dallas at Cleveland. Am I reading that right? What's going on here?
Yeah, LeBron's going to be in the house too. LeBron's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Morning, yeah. That's going to be awfully awkward.
It threw me off. It said 2 p.m. That's still not right.
No, I think that's going to be changed. I think they just do that in cases like a Game 7 or something.
Game 7's on Wednesday. Anyways, whatever. I'm tripping.
Wait, you are tripping. I don't see that on here.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I see 1 Eastern. Okay. Dallas at Cleveland. Yeah. Dallas at Cleveland.
Dallas at Cleveland.
You know what? I don't see a line either for this, Manuel. What's going on here?
I see 7.
Dallas 7-point favorites on the road. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I see. 7. I have 7.
What's the over-under?
Over-under is 48.5.
48.5. Dang, I'm slipping. My trusty old reliable website I use doesn't have any of the lines on now that I'm looking besides Thursday.
Oh, snap.
I got the DK info, okay. Though.
Well, I got you.
All right, you got it. All right, so.
Lines I got plenty.
7.5. Yeah, 48.5, 1-7.
You know, quite possibly offensive rookie of the year. Should we just give it to him?
Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott?
Homecoming? Yeah.
Oh, if Ohio, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. You know what? He doesn't – man, he looks good. I wish he could put up more fantasy points. He does put up a lot. It's almost like when I watched the Cowboys, and I did watch a lot of that game, like, why don't they give him the ball more, like, every time? Like, passing it or running it. Something good always happens.
Yeah, man. I'm at a loss for words. Exactly. Like, one time, every time they're inside the 20, I'm like, why are they passing it?
I know, dude. I, like, had what the hell? Elliott on DFS, and I needed that fool to ball out. And they were like, he get, like, a six-yard carry on first down. And then they go to like five wide receivers, and he comes off the field. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not like he went on some 80-yard strut. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, definitely has the capability to do it, but yeah, it's scary, man. Going up against that front seven, it's awfully tough to go. But the Browns have been competitive, man. They keep letting leads slip away. You know, whether it's the Ravens or. You know, coughing it up against the Titans is last week. Also, they were up on the Jets. I know the Jets aren't a high team to speak of, but they are at home. You know, and you know, you look up in the press box and you see that, you know, hometown hero doesn't even root for you. He roots for the boys. That's going to give you a little extra oomph in your step. You know, and Hugh Jackson just keeps out impressing me, man.
Yeah, dude, with those quarterbacks and.
I think yeah, I mean, you said it yourself. Kessler's
practicing, dude. So maybe he can play instead of Josh McCown, but Josh McCown.
No, fuck no. I'd rather have McCown. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know.
I know we didn't pick him in our DFS team that we just built, but I like Terrell Pryor this week, especially with McCown back, and I think Gary Barnes is a decent play, too.
Yeah, all those guys. Yeah, that's what you said, Terrell Pryor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't. It goes without saying. Andrew Hopkins caught 2 touchdowns last week. I mean, so it's not like the Dallas defense ain't scaring anybody, you know?
Yeah, but Dallas has to win this one handily, right? I mean,
they just have to win. This is the NFL. They have to win. I'm not gonna say they have to win handily. No.
But 7 points?
They ain't trying to impress no top 25 voters.
That's handily. 7 points. Are they gonna cover?
I don't know. I haven't got a lean either way yet, but if anything, the people are betting the Browns. This opened up 7.5, and I'm already getting 7, so.
Because the Browns are hanging around.
Yeah, Browns, I don't know. People just, you know, what I've noticed this year especially is, like, there's a lot of people out there with a tremendous amount of money, and they have computer models, and they don't watch the games, man. They don't watch games. I mean, how else would you get a fucking New England Patriot line to drop from 6.5 to 5.5? And everybody in the world is having, like, you know, people who actually watch the games and doing laundry on Tuesdays on laundromats. But these big syndicates, they come drop briefcases because their computer model and their statistics tell them that the Bills are going to lose by 4. You know?
Yeah.
It's just astonishing to me.
It's astonishing. All right, man, let's move on. Jets at Miami. Like I said, I don't have a line.
3.5. Jets. I'll help you out with those. Okay. Jets are 3-point underdog, 3.5-point underdog. So Miami Dolphins are at home, 3.5-point favorite. Over-under is 43.5. I know these two quarterbacks aren't, you know, that highly respectable among the league or fantasy football players. I know Tannehill has his weeks. But from what I hear, the offensive line with the Dolphins finally is healthy, and the Jets' secondary is extremely bad. If they're not getting burnt, they're actually just doing all kinds of, you know, pass interference penalties or holding penalties. That's automatic first downs. that's, you know, move the ball up 30 yards, get you in the red zone. I like the Dolphins. I usually don't like to lay hooks, but I like the Dolphins.
Yeah, man. Speaking of the Jets, you know, passing defense not scaring anybody, this might be a sneaky play for, I'm going to say it, dude, Ryan Tannehill.
No, I like it, dude. I like it a lot.
We know he has talented receivers. We know Tannehill's put up some big games before fantasy-wise. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's had his games. Yeah, I agree with you, man. They finally found some continuity with the running game. You know, they're not going with like the four quarterback running back, you know, rotation or whatever. JJ is there. I'm not saying he's going to get 7 yards a carry, but I think he's the type of guy who's going to get, you know, 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards, then bam, a 40-yarder, you know? I really do. So I like it. But let's go ahead. You want to move on? What's the next game? I'll tell you the line.
All right, Philly at New York Giants.
Philly at the New York Giants. New York Giants by 2.5.
They're 2.5-point favorites. So, over under 43.5. That's what I'm seeing.
Yes, exactly what it is.
Dude, Philly, tough loss by Philly, man. That was a really good game against the Cowboys. I almost didn't think Prescott was going to bring him back. I mean, that's some pretty bad decisions in that game, but I know the Eagles defense is playing pretty good. Giants don't look that good, man.
Giants don't look that good, but they've done what they needed to do, which was, you know, beat the Cowboys, and they seem to beat these teams they're supposed to beat. They just seem to can't, you know, to step up competition is they can't do it like they had before. They go over to London and who did they beat in London?
I think the Rams.
Yeah, they beat the Rams. So, to me, it just looks like the ultimate sucker line. Giants minus 2.5. That's the only way I could bet it. I had money on the Eagles on Sunday night, and I'm not like bitter or emotionally attached to the Eagles. They deserve to be down by a lot more than what ended up happening. I actually took the Cowboys at halftime minus 4.5, and I was like, thank God, because every time the Cowboys, you know, move the ball, they were getting like 7 yards of play, and for whatever reason, they just couldn't convert in the red zone, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I thought they were going to come back and win, but I like them to come back and make it close. You know, I'm minus 4.5, down by 10. That's pretty good. But, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's move on.
All right, Jacksonville at Kansas City. Looks like good weather for this game. Man, you got a line in total?
Jacksonville where?
Jacksonville at Kansas City.
There's no line. There's a lot of injuries.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it. Chiefs minus 9, 45.5.
I see it on my phone as 9, but not, where I bet, it's not a...
Oh, okay.
So, at Heritage Sports, they don't have it.
Let's see. Dang, dropping names right there. Heritage Sports, FBI, listen to me.
I'm sure they know.
So, let's just say minus 9. I mean, that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
The Chiefs that's are a down a few points. Running backs like we talked about, so... Dude, you think it could be the Charcandrick West show?
Yeah, I like Charcandrick West. I like Tyreek Hill. I like Foles. I like all those dudes. I think what's going to happen is Jacksonville's going to open it up, and unfortunately, not the beneficiary is going to be the defense, because the offense is just going to be quick and be on pace and hopefully convert a lot of first downs and move up and down the field, and I really, you know, anticipate a step up in tempo by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that can only hurt their defense, because if they're out there for more than what they're used to, they're going to get burnt. I mean, the only guy that I don't see having a fabulous game is like Jeremy Maclin, because he's going to be shadowed by Jalen Ramsey. That guy's a stud. He's probably the closest thing that we have to Revis Island.
Yeah, he's playing really good. So with this high... it's high line. I mean, Chiefs 45.5. I'm feeling like the over might be a play here. If what you're telling me, you know, that the defenses could get tired if they want to play a faster paced game.
No, yeah, I totally agree. And then the thing is, like, look who we have at quarterback. you have Blake Bortles, who they're going to ask to be a little bit more, you know, take a little bit more shots downfield, you know, or just be a little more gutsy. And all that. But Nick Foles, he's down for some pick sixes. He's not, you know, Captain Checkdown. He's not Alex Smith, you know. I talked about specifically talking about how Andy Reid sucks and this and that. He's not imaginative. And then you were quick to say, hey, you know, it's because he's got Alex Smith back there. Well, now he doesn't have Alex Smith back there. I think he has a guy who's going to maybe, you know, try to wind up, take a shot deep, and before he lets go, he's going to take a shot from a linebacker, and the ball's going to be up in the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, check this out. What if Alex Smith can't play because of concussion, Nick Foles comes in, ball's out, and Alex Smith gets benched for Nick Foles?
I can totally see it happening. These are both, you know, quote-unquote Andy's guys. And Andy's going to go with the hot hand. It hasn't been the first time. That's how Michael Vick came in. He took somebody's job.
That's how Colin Kaepernick came in. That's why I was using Alex Smith as a parallel.
Oh, it's happened to him before. Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he's definitely – this is the competition to do it against. You talked about how they have a pretty, you know, friendly schedule as far as fantasy goes for the Chiefs. So, I mean, you talk about they had the Raiders. I mean, yeah, let's just move ahead. But, yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, fantasy-wise, I'm actually like a lot of players. I'm going to try to get some Chiefs and some Jaguars on my teams.
But if that's nine, if it's nine, I like the Jaguars too.
Yeah, nine's a lot.
That's a shitload of points. And it seems that these teams just get inspired every time there's a change, you know, whether it's the Bills or who else had a coordinator change.
Wait, the Jags fired their offensive coordinator, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
So...
All right, Lions at Vikings. Lions are 6.5-point dogs on the road, so Vikings are favored at home, and the over-under is 42. That's what I got.
Yeah, and I don't see how the Vikings can be favored at all.
Is not looking good, man.
And it all is just predicated on the fact that the offensive line is to shit. They've lost their two starting offensive tackles. And then last night, also, I think in the third quarter, I saw one of the former Niner guards. You're very familiar with him. Last name Boone?
Yeah,
I don't want Alex. First name Alex?
Yeah,
Alex. He was shown to the locker room. It doesn't matter who's back there. Eshiada, McKinnon, they're talking about, you know, oh, maybe AP can come back in December. AP doesn't play offensive line. Defense, they can only do so much, you know?
Yeah,
that's too much to put on a defense. And Stafford, he's good. He's good, and he's coming off a bad performance, you know. But he doesn't know the Texans. He knows the Minnesota Vikings. He's familiar with that scheme and everything. So I think 6.5 is a hell of a lot of points. You're asking Sam Bradford to cover.
Yeah, but also the Detroit Lions defense has been pretty terrible. So this could be a get-right game for Minnesota's offense. But you're right.
They don't have offensive line. Yeah, they can't block anybody.
Yeah.
Did you see how they made the Bears look?
Yeah.
They made the Bears look like the 85 Bears, bro.
Yeah, dude. And Sam Bradford is not a guy you want under pressure. Because if he gets too much pressure, he gets hit, it's going to be the Sean Hill show. And that's not
there true. Goes that collarbone. Yo.
All right. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Let's see.
The ultimate stay away from game.
The ultimate stay away from game. Dude, because Big Ben, you don't know if he's going to play or not. 2.5 points. Baltimore Ravens are favored at home by 2.5. Over-under is 43. Dude, these two teams always play each other tough. 43 feels like too high. Give me the under.
They haven't cut the grass since like 2 weeks. They knew they're going to play this. Both these teams are coming off a bye. Extra time to prepare, you know. And gosh forbid, what if Ben doesn't go? You know, they're like, you know what? Let's scrap this game. Fuck it. You know, let's just wait. Let's just throw Landry Jones in there.
Throw Landry Jones to the Wolves. Play just a defense, keep away game, and make it boring and stupid. And Pittsburgh Steelers Ravens football.
Exactly, dude. I'm telling you, they haven't cut the grass there because you know the Ravens playing. Last year they were playing artificial grass, and this year they're not. You know, so
slow down the track a little bit.
The Ravens, that's another team who fired their offensive coordinator. That's who it was. They fired their offensive coordinator not on a bye, but a week before they had to play the Giants, And then they had to go on a bye. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, a week before they had to play the Jets because they played the Giants and the Jets. Yeah, so now they've had this week of familiarity so they can have Marty Morningwig do the job. I don't know still, man. I don't see, like, some kind of offensive explosion going on.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We have the New Orleans Saints at the San Francisco 49ers. Saints 3-point favorites on the road. Over-under is 51.5. Ooh, there's a lot to like on both sides for fantasy-wise, Manuel, but is there any hope for the Niners, dude? I mean...
If you tell me, you watch every play of the game. I watch sometimes. If I have, like, a second-half bet in, like, when I, you know, when I bet the Tampa Buccaneers in the second half against you guys, and I was like, oh, all right, cool. That was
easy. Yeah, they suck, dude. I mean, I think this could be a good Colin Kaepernick fantasy game because he's put up like 60 and 70 yards rushing. So that kind of gives him a nice floor. You know, he's probably not going to get less than 15 points, but so far he's not going to get much more than 20 either. I love Carlos Hyde if he plays. I think that's
excellent. And we talked about before, I mean, this total is extra inflated, but I talked about how, you know, the Santa Clara isn't really, you know, accommodating to overs ever since they moved in there. I mean, the under in the last 27 games there is 20-7 to the under. A crazy stat right here. The under is 8-3 in the last 11 games after the Niners quarterback doesn't pass for 150 yards. So that's asking a lot. I'm not over-unders player, but if I was, I would definitely bet the under.
Hey, you know the last time the Saints were in San Francisco?
I don't. Were you there?
No, but it was a playoff game with Alex Smith, and it was the throw to Vernon Davis to win it. Pretty good. Pretty good game.
That wasn't the punt, was it? Oh, no, the punt was with the Giants.
Yeah, the punt was against the Giants. Anyways, I'm bringing up old shit, and I'm all sad and reminiscing. I think play all of your fantasy guys from both sides in this game. If you can find the right sleeper in San Francisco, someone's going to score touchdowns because it's not like they're going to get shut out by this defense, you know. I could see them putting up 3 touchdowns in this game. But
I can with that said, I mean, I'm glad I'm not an over-unders player because I'm pretty sure this defense has already quit on Chip Kelly and they're not going to stop anybody.
Yeah, especially not that high-powered offense. All right, the Panthers at the Rams. Let's see. We have the over-under is 45. The Panthers are 3-point favorites on the road against a Rams squad who has a pretty decent record. They beat the Cardinals. They beat the Seahawks. Why are the Panthers favorite on the road, Manny? Help me out with that.
They're back.
They're back?
They're back. The NFC champions are back. They beat the Cardinals at home, smoked them, never in doubt. You know, Cam Newton, he's probably going to, in New York right now, getting ready to talk to Goodell tomorrow, you know. So, I think people rightfully so, or, you know, the week before this, everybody was like, oh, the Cardinals, easy money, you know. So, I think people are like, okay, you know, just like us, you know, let's get Kelvin Benjamin and Jonathan, you know. I remember I told you Jonathan Stewart and you said, I don't like him. Neffel only had like 20 points off 2 crappy-ass touchdowns because – you know, now Cam Newton's not stealing those. He's not vulturing those touchdowns anymore. You know.
Damn.
So,
I know that's 2 weeks in a row that Jonathan Stewart did well. Crazy.
Yeah, and they have to. Their offense, if their offense is going to be successful, it's predicated on Jonathan Stewart doing good. If you looked at why they struggled, it was because their defense is shitty as hell. But you know, but Jonathan Stewart wasn't there all his losses, and now he's been back and they're.
So do you think it's overreaction for the Panthers to be favored by 3 points on the road against the Rams, or you think they are back?
No, I think they're back. I mean, as long as the Rams are throwing out Case Keenum out there, and Todd Gurley hasn't got the shit together this year.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to get together in front of this front seven.
They're still pretty good against the run, even though they've haven't been anywhere near as strong against the pass like they were last year, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I still like the Rams defense and Tavon Austin.
I mean, especially this game, you got to be keen to what happens on Thursday night. Because if the Falcons lose on Thursday night, the Panthers are going to be like, oh, hell yeah. We got this, you know?
But, right. All right, Tennessee at San Diego Chargers. The Chargers are 5.5-point favorites at home. Over-under is 47. I'm feeling some Phillip Rivers this week at home against the Titans. What do you think?
So you're feeling, so if you had a choice to start Phillip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger, you'd start Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, because he's probably going to play, and he has a better matchup.
No, I don't know, man. I'm going back to the well with this. I like Phillip Rivers, but the Tennessee secondary is no joke, man. They shut down some fools. I mean, the only thing is that the Chargers don't have any fools to shut down. But, you know, Travis Benjamin is not 100%, so that makes, you know, who the tough target? Dontrell Inman? Tyrell Williams?
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna have to throw the ball. I think Tennessee can put
and you know, and this over under says it, they're gonna sling it too. But I don't think Tennessee has the wide receivers to take advantage of this down rotten straight up secondary. But still, the Tennessee Titans bring a running game like no other, even if it is Derrick Henry. It's just a different animal. No team in the NFL sees this on a week-to-week basis, you know? And they do see it in practice, the Tennessee defenders, so it'll be no thing to stop Melvin Gordon. Well, so I like me some Tennessee plus 5.5. But
and like you were saying, the Tennessee defense is playing pretty good, and so is the Chargers defense. They got Bosa back, and they seem to be playing better lately. I think the under might be a nice play.
Yeah, not only that, but Tennessee has extra reps.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, so that's definitely going to benefit the defense. I'm at under 47. That might be a good play.
Well, it already got hit. They're opening up 48.5.
Oh damn! So it's too late.
Nah, I wouldn't say it's too late, but just letting you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. One more afternoon game. We have the Colts at the Packers. Yeah. This is going to be a really good game. Colts at the Packers. And I have the Packers 7-point favorites at home. Over under, this is the highest total, is 54.
I got 7.5.
Oh, 7.5, okay.
I got the hook, yeah. I mean, I didn't bet it. I'm just saying, I'm seeing 7.5. But we have most likely two of the league's top four quarterbacks, right? That seems about right, right?
Yeah, and I mean, fantasy-wise, Luck didn't really put out last week. But Aaron Rodgers sure did, 4 touchdowns, and I could see a lot of points being scored in this one. Definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, though. They're throwing to who? Most of these teams, they're banged up as hell. And like I said earlier, man, that the Colts offense is just looked way different without T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, that's true.
As soon as T.Y. Hilton left the game in the third quarter, that the Colts might as well have packed it in, too. They might as well have just benched, you know, Andrew Luck, because I thought the comeback was coming, and it just never came.
Yeah, but, dude, if Cobb plays, I mean, the Packers still got Jordy Nelson and Cobb and Davante Adams. I mean, I think this – and those – the Janis
– people have been waiting on Davis. Cobb forever, for like 2 years. He's hella fluky, man. He's all fluky, I know is he might throw it to Davis.
He has weapons for Rodgers, and Rodgers will spread it around.
I hope Rodgers gets sacked, and he, like, pukes all over McCarthy while he's concussed.
Dude, he's going to put up a lot of points. It's hard to get away from Rodgers, man.
No, I mean, yeah, definitely. These fucking, well, especially the Colts defense is shit-tastic.
Yeah. Fantasy-wise, dude, I think we made a good pick by Moncrief based on volume and being back, being the number two. I think it only benefits him if Hilton's gone. You know, because he'll get all the targets. But if Hilton's there, he's still going to get a lot of targets. So that's a good play.
Yeah.
Those Packers receivers, man. Just pick one, pick two, pick three. Pick somebody, I think, from that team. But yeah, the hard part is finding out who it's going
to
be.
I almost feel like it better if T.Y. Hilton was playing, though, because then he's going to, you know, demand that safety over the top. And Moncrief can just take that whole other sideline to the house.
Oh, yeah. It definitely benefits him to have Hilton in there, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday night, Raiders hosting the Broncos. I thought it was in Denver. Raiders hosting the Broncos. Do you have Pick'em?
No. Yeah, it opened up Raiders favored by 2.5. I'm actually laughing at that, but
the Broncos are what bettors are like. Nah, fuck that. Let's get this.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no. But the Broncos
over under 44.
I'm not too. I can't bet either of these two teams right now. I am not particularly impressed with the Broncos quarterback, and like I said earlier, I'm not a fan of their running back. The Raiders, to me, I like them if they're underdogs, if they're getting maybe 3, 3.5, but, you know, all their losses have been at home this season, and all their losses have been as favorites, so, I mean, at least they're going to be dogs. Maybe if the Raiders get to +3, or get there, that'll be huge, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe people were talking about, oh, the Raiders, you know, all they do is make mistakes, and they suck at home, but, yeah, maybe get in at halftime. Hopefully they're rated down by 10 or something. Because I know Derek Carr will bring them back.
Yeah, that might be the play, is to do some live betting or some halftime betting. But I agree with you. I think it'd be hard to take the Raiders. And I do like the Denver wide receivers in this game. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders a little bit more fantasy-wise. Fool's going to be over Derek Carr, dude. He just threw for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. You know?
Yeah. I mean, as it should be, too. I mean, the thing is, I saw Aqib Talib walking around the sideline last week. Is he going to be hurt again?
I don't know. I know he didn't play, but that's, you know, something you might want to consider. Because if that fool's out...
I mean, if... Yeah, if he's out, then that brings Amari Cooper into play.
Yeah, big time. Dude, and I made a good call. I remember I sent you a text Sunday morning, and I said, Cooper up, Hilton down. This was some of my late research I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And it basically turned
out. Oh, yeah, hell of a move. Yeah, especially because Hilton got hurt, and next thing you know, Cooper had a career high in yards.
Yeah, so in a lot of my late switches, you know, because I'll build my lineups, and then I'll go through like an hour before, look at injuries, some final notes, and then I'll, you know, put it in there. So I ended up taking all my Hilton out and just moving more towards Amari Cooper. So I didn't really have a winning weekend. I pretty much broke even, but it was because of that I was able to at least break even, you know. So
Amari Cooper stock.
Heck yeah. All right. Sunday night, or not Sunday night. That was Sunday night. Monday night, Buffalo Bills at Seattle Seahawks. Seattle 7-point favorites at home. Over under 44. Manuel, the Bills just signed Percy Harvin. Now he gets to play his old team, the Seahawks. Revenge game for Percy Harvin?
I don't really care for Percy Harvin, dude. I want to talk about Russell Wilson. You know when the last time he threw a pass that was a touchdown? What week it was?
No, maybe week 5?
It's the Jets. It was week 4, dude.
Week 4 against the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we just cut that fool like a week ago. And we didn't play him that week, dog.
I can't wait till we get Brock on next week so we can just talk shit about our fucking fantasy team.
Oh, my God, dude. I just look at our team and I just don't want to get up off the couch, or I don't want to get up off the bed, or I just don't want to get up off the shitter. I'm like, oh my God.
I know, but we spent $300 on team, so it's like, fuck, we got to try, but we're trying, dude. We're grinding hard. We're like, fuck, who's the 5th running back on the Chiefs? What's he like? What's his scouting report?
And then by the time like somebody gets hurt, me and you communicate, and we're like, oh, fuck, let's get on there. Like, somebody already got him. Like, fuck.
Yeah, well.
God damn.
Like I said, it all goes back to our draft, dude. We fucking probably overthought it, but whatever. That's the way it goes. Last year, we went on a fucking roll. Got 2nd place this year. Back to the Seahawks, dude. I can't give them 7 points, man. They're at home.
No, yeah, put it simple. I'm glad. I didn't. Yeah, there's no way. Even without McCoy, you know, Gillis Lee and even the kid, Jonathan Williams. Buffalo's
run game. As a McCoy owner, I don't want that fool being rammed into the Seattle wall just to fucking...
No, yeah, I hope he doesn't play, man.
You know, I hope he doesn't play.
I hope he doesn't even make the trip.
Get some extra rest and then just, like, ball out the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. Yeah, no way, no way. Yeah, but no, this is too many points. Yeah. I'm actually going to probably get some +7 before. It opened up at 7, and it's now 6.5, so I'm probably going to have to buy it up to 7. -120, because I can see this line going down, too.
Yeah, I could see me. I could see teasing that with the Dallas, get them both down to pick'ems. Sounds like the play.
All right, power to you, man.
That's week 9 in the books. We had our first guests on. We're gonna post the picks again, dude. I got 3 picks in a row. I'm sitting here at 5-3, looking good.
Nice. We got half coming too. I need those winners.
We got half the season left, man, and we're going to get you back to even, I promise. It's going to come to you, man.
Oh, yeah. Friend.
Like you said, don't overreact. Just keep doing what you got to do. Good things will come.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's the NFL Week 9 edition. Thank you, Ariana Estrada, again. Thank you, Manuel. Look out Thank next you. Week. Brock Nagatani. Out. He's going to be on. And check out the Facebook page. We'll be good. You good?
Everybody have a safe week. Enjoy the games.
Peace out.
Tired of losing? Not winning enough? Sports Gamble Podcast. Your mom's favorite sports gamble podcast.